Fellow Freedom fans, back with David Allen Carmichael here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. Our phone number here is 888-850-1872. 888-850-1872. Environment, can't help it. I'm just going to glance right here. I'm just going to make a statement, and then I'll get to some of the news items that I was mentioning to you earlier. But there is no falsifiable scientific basis whatever to assert this warming is caused by human-produced greenhouse gases, because current physical theory is too grossly inadequate to establish any cause at all. This was by chemist Dr. Patrick Frank, who has authored more than 50 peer-reviewed articles. Respected scientist. I'm just going to pull up another one here. The global warming scare is being used as a political tool to increase government control over American lives, incomes, and decision-making. It has no place in the society's activities. Who said this? Award-winning NASA astronaut, geologist, and moonwalker Jack Schmidt, who flew on the Apollo 17 mission, and formerly, here's look at his job, Norwegian Geological Survey and for the U.S. Geological Survey. Astronaut, geologist, and moonwalker. So, okay, just because you're on the moon doesn't mean you're a subject matter expert, except you could tell what the view is like from outside the Earth's atmosphere. But that's just a quick little clip, and then I'll be getting to an article that reports on the Senate having to face some of these issues with this cap-and-trade bill. We're going to look to see what the origins of the cap-and-trade are. Are they American? When I'm sitting here and I'm reading this article recently and the things that were said by Mr. Al Gore, former Vice President of the United States and former Senator of Tennessee, I wonder if some of the things he says and is doing potentially could be called sedition. I don't know. Something to think about. Our number here is 888-850-1872. Here's an interesting article. And I haven't yet got the statistics for the United States with regard to population and procreation since the invention and proliferation of late night television. But let's hear this article. This is from the Times of Delhi. The Times of Delhi. Ghulam Nabi Azad. He is one of the ministers, family health and welfare minister in India. He says that late-night TV will help slow India's birth rate. So is this possible that they actually have something going on in television that slows India's birth rate? Well, it's been happening in America, too. Let's look at this. Television can dramatically reduce population growth, the health and family welfare minister said. India intends to harness the passion-killing properties. How do you like that? Passion-killing properties of late-night television. David Letterman, you are a passion killer. Passion-killing properties of late-night television to help control a potentially catastrophic population explosion. Ghulam Nabi Azad, the health and family welfare minister, has called for the country to redouble its efforts to bring electricity to all of its huge rural population. Our number here is 888-850-1872. You are listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM, and I just changed my clock, so I can't tell you accurately what time it is because I didn't verify it. The introduction of the electric light and television sets to those vast areas that still did not have them would discourage procreation, he argued. If there is electricity in every village, then people will watch TV till late at night and then fall asleep. They won't get a chance to produce children, Mr. Azad said. When there is no electricity, there is nothing else to do but produce babies. Simple life, you know, the simple good old days life. I guess he's saying that the simple good old days life is something that promotes procreation. I'm thinking of times in my life where life was simpler. And I didn't watch much television in the first part of my married career. In fact, well, now we watch Hogan's Heroes DVDs and Little House on the Prairie and things like that. But hopefully we don't do it late at night. If there's electricity in every village, he says, the people will watch TV late at night and then fall asleep. They won't get a chance to produce children. When there is no electricity, there is nothing else to do but produce babies. This is kind of cracking me up, but it's kind of sad because, you know what? Our population growth in America is part of our problem. We have a lack of population growth indigenously. We have a big immigration growth, but not a population procreation growth. And that's part of our economy's catastrophe. Besides the fact that we're murdering 1.3 to 1.5 million people in utero every year, 80% of the population growth can be reduced through TV. Did you know that your television is something that discourages procreation? What are the words they said here? Let's see. It says, oh, man. Oh, it says, passion-killing properties of late-night television. So the prime minister, or one of the ministers of health and human and family welfare in India says that late-night TV is a passion, has passion-killing properties. I don't doubt that. India's population has trebled since independence in 1947 to about 1.2 billion after an agricultural revolution, which helped to banish famine and developmental progress extended life expectancy. Okay, watch what happens in India. They have this really good news. After their independence, they had an agricultural revolution. They actually started getting to work and making their land produce. And so now they're living well. They're actually growing, and their population is growing. And they say the country, whose population is growing by about 1.6% a year, accounts for 17% of the world's people, but occupies less than 3% of its land area. So, okay, I don't know. I'd like to know more about this thing that human beings, as they increase in number, happen to be a bad thing. I mean, what is it? They're not killing all the ants on the planet or anything, are they? Our number here is 888-850-1872. Experts are warning of violent internal conflicts. Now, they don't know there are going to be violent internal conflicts. In fact, I tell you what, see, I'm goofy. I'm a Christian extremist. I say, go to India with the good news and saying, God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He wants to get you to not live a life of debauchery and to love one another and consider each other's needs, to honor your father and mother, and to not exasperate your children to wrath, and be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. And I think if we do that, we're actually going to do it well. We'll manage the earth properly. If that was the mandate, to be fruitful and multiply, then I think if we go through the design plan, we are going to benefit. America, for the last couple of generations, has been turning away from the design plan, and we're now very greatly seeing the recompense which is due us. There's a big word, recompense. Somebody can look that up. With hardline policies such as China's one-child-per-couple mandate ruled out as politically inexpedient in the world's largest democracy, oh, they've got scruples. See, you can't do the one-child-per-policy, kill your children, like China does. See, China worship science and Darwin and things like that. So they've got a one child per couple mandate. In other words, they're trying to kill each other. You know, why are people trying to kill each other? All other animals on the planet that are normal procreate. They're trying to reproduce. Now, Americans try to kill each other. It's just amazing. Trying to kill themselves. Okay, so they have the world's largest democracy. The question of how to cap the population explosion has encouraged literal or lateral thinking. I guess they're looking outside the box. Is that what that is? Let's see. Oh, and there's one place that they talked about. There's a certain cultural area where there's a lot of machismo, they say in this New Delhi article. Authorities offer fast-track gun licenses to men who have vasectomies. Okay, so they get guns, so that'll kill people, and it cuts off they give them a eunuch experience, if you know what I mean on this family show. Mr. Saad has also suggested incentives to encourage people to wait until they're in their 30s before marrying. Such a plan would shake up cultural norms in a country where child marriages, a key factor behind high birth rates, remain common. The minister that means servant, called on India's television channels to provide high-quality programs, arguing that enticing content would offer alternative late-night entertainment. The infamous UN warned last week that the number of people on the planet, at least 6.7 billion, would double in the next 40 years. Yeah, good. If growth rates remained unchecked, well, maybe if we can procreate more, we can push that up to 10 billion. Singling out India, it said that population explosions risked exacerbating problems such as famine. It didn't guarantee, did it? It risked. Yeah, but well-managed in a loving community that loves their neighbor as herself and not reprobate and stuff like that, you have no idea what will happen. It might even end up as prosperous as America was at its peak. Okay. We're looking at tens of millions more mouths to feed, children to school, and people to house in the countries that are least able to accommodate that. So they're targeting particular nations. This is called genocide. The UN is targeting specific nations for genocide. We don't want any more Chinese people, and we don't want any more Indians, do we, UN? See, folks, this is kind of sick. This is kind of sick. I'll just let you know, you're listening to The Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to talk about these issues of the day in just a perspective that shouldn't just be my own. I'm trying to develop my perspective. Many people say, don't give me a perspective. I'm just trying to eat and hopefully spend time with my family rather than watching passion-killing late-night TV. I'm just trying to get by. Shut up. Leave me alone. Folks, we don't have that opportunity. Remember, we can't check out of here till we check out. We've got a mission. We've got to be doing what is right all the way till we're taken out. And we're going to prepare an inheritance for our children and have our children take care of us in our old age and not rely on Uncle Sam to use our government retirement program as a good excuse to basically control what we do. Because when they start controlling what we do, and they cannot do it from a Christian biblical worldview, right? We have to exclude that from the policy making of America, right? Isn't that the way it is? You got to exclude that Christian biblical worldview in your policy decisions. Then if the government is running your life, they're going to be doing it without those perspectives, and it's potential that your life here on Earth may become ultimately a living Hades. Iranian vasectomy clinics were issued copies of a religious edict from Ayatollah Ali Khamenei confirming that vasectomies were compatible with Islam. Well, actually, that's a little bit weird because I've read things from the Quran that say the opposite. In the 1960s, the Indian government tried paying men small cash amounts if they would agree to a vasectomy, but doctors found they would volunteer several times for the income. I've heard rumors that Planned Parenthood was really put together because they were trying to target those low-income and especially certain racial groups in America that they didn't want breeding so fast. See, the ones that probably didn't have television. They had nothing better to do than procreate. See, what's happening in Mexico, they're procreating and they're sending them to America and they're taking over America. Folks, if we get back to the original plan, be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth, and a man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Children, honor your father and mother in the Lord, which is right. So it'll be well with you and you'll live long on the earth. See, if we would get back to that. See, I'm an insane Christian extremist. So I'm going to offer those things here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. It's kind of, I'm trying to challenge you to think. I'm trying to be provocative. I hope I provoked you. Our number here is 888-850-1872. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about these issues of the day. Hey, we're going to check on this, some of the comments from scientists who think that somebody who's come up with this global warming, climate change, pandemic, crazy panic is not right in their mind. So we're going to see how many scientists have a disagreement with the popular way that we're supposed to be thinking. We're also going to see where this whole idea has come from whence it has come. We shall return.